When you hear that sound, you may picture kids in costume collecting lollipops, chips, and chocolate bars. To local food banks, trick-or-treat means something different.
So this is our fourth year in a row doing Harvest for the Hungry, and what we do is we go door-to-door trick-or-treating for non-perishable food items, basically to collect food for the Tommy Sexton Center and the Native Friendship Center.
Charlie Murphy is a member of PFLAG. PFLAG is a peer support group for LGBTQ plus people, their friends, their families, and anyone with questions about their sexuality. The idea of trick-or-treating for food items came from one of Murphy's friends. They wanted to give back and start something fun that would make a difference in their community.
We realized that Tommy Sexton Center and the Native Friendship Center both aren't block funded. Cool. And there are a lot of our community actually is intersecting with that community and that base. So mm-hmm. It's kind of giving back to our portion of the community.
Despite the nasty weather on Halloween this year, the group filled trick-or-treat bags with cans and boxes.
So in the past years, we've basically got anywhere from like 7 to 8 bags for each shelter. Mm-hmm. So in total, close to like over 20 bags, like big Sobeys bags filled with food.
A downtown church simply called Local Church, Munn Nursing Students and Munn's Lions Club also went door to door.
And we're just talking about how rad Halloween is. Like it becomes, in some ways, this like neighborhood party for one night with like all ages. And we just wanted to do something that would kind of give back to the neighborhoods.
They decided to donate to the food bank at Munn.
It was actually kind of shocking. Like the most beautiful thing was that Monday evening we took time to go around with flyers just to let people know that we were coming. And some of the houses actually had like boxes ready for us to take. It was pretty amazing. So people gave us so much food.
Thanks to these groups, kids aren't the only ones who will enjoy treats this Halloween. Victoria Bashcock, Kicker News.